Hello? 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 Hello?
Oh, hi, is that Mrs. Royal?
Yes.
Oh, hi, ma'am. This is Sean Miller. I'm calling you from Telstra. I'm a technical engineer. How are you doing, ma'am?
Oh, I'm okay.
All right, well, actually, right now, our engineers are working in the local exchange office near Engadine. That is the reason I called you. So, could you please tell me, how's your internet working nowadays?
Why would you be ringing me from Telstra? I don't have a Telstra account.
I know you don't use Telstra. Let me tell you, your billing provider could be anyone. It could be Optus, Dodo, TPG. But the lines and network which you are using is provided by Telstra, because you know very well that Telstra is the mother internet service provider in all over Australia. I hope you know that, right?
Yeah, but it's almost as though it's just one of the scam calls.
No, this is not a scam call.
I haven't used it this morning, but it's okay.
Well, when you normally use your internet line, sometimes did you notice your internet connection get dropped out, or the speed of your internet is working very slow like that?
Is this a sales pitch?
No, this is not a sales or any change for anything, ma'am. This is not like that. I told you our engineers are working near Engadine. That is the reason I called you. All right.
Okay. As I said, I haven't used it today, but some days it does drop out, and other days it's fine.
Well, you mean it happens, but not very often, very occasionally, right?
Yeah, it occasionally happens, and it happens because we're in a valley.
Mm-hmm.
We're reliant on the internet for our telephone service as well, and that's where it's difficult, because we've had a few times when it's fallen out and we haven't had any form of communication whatsoever. My mobile phone doesn't work as either, because it has to go through Wi-Fi, because, as I said, we're in a black spot.
Okay. You know what, ma'am? Actually, from last 2 days, we are continuously receiving so many emails from your local operator. They are complaining us that most of our customers, they are not getting a proper speed or proper services from our side. That is the reason today we have started working. All right. So let me ask you, ma'am, have you made any kind of changes in the settings of your internet?
No. Oh, we had to upgrade our modem a few weeks ago.
Like, did you change your Wi-Fi password or IP address like this?
It would have, yes.
Okay, and could you please try to remember, have you ever shared your internet or any kind of computer password to anyone?
No.
Okay, well, why I'm asking you this, ma'am, because while we are working in your internet line, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside your locality are trying to get access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge, and they're using your IP address, ma'am. That's why we are calling you today to check out what's going wrong in your router, okay?
Okay.
And when was the last time you used this internet line, ma'am?
Yesterday.
Well, I can see in my system that somebody was active in your lines yesterday midnight between 12 to 3 a.m. and on the Saturday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. That was you or somebody else?
That wouldn't have been us.
Might be anyone else in your family member who connects to your Wi-Fi?
No.
Okay. By the way, ma'am, when you don't use your internet line, you leave your router on or you turned it off?
I turn off my laptop. I leave the... Are you talking about the modem?
Yes.
Yes, the modem stays on because that's our telephone line.
Oh, it stays on all the time. That is the reason.
Yes.
And right now, are you able to check what color lights do you see on it?
If you'll give me just a moment.
Yes.
They're all on.
What color, ma'am?
They're all green. Yep.
All are green. And is there any lights which is flashing, which is blinking?
No. Not right now, but we have had that in the past.
That in the past, but not now. And apart from the green lights, you can't...
Right now, no.
Okay, and apart from the green lights, you can't see any orange or any reddish light?
No.
Okay, all right. And in back of that box, how many cables are connected?
The back of the box, two.
Just two cables. You mean the power cable and your internet cable?
No, the power cable, three. The power cable and the two other cables.
Okay, all right. Well, as per my reports, I can see in my system that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services and the security of that router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case, ma'am, if we found any kind of major problem with your router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line. Okay?
Right.
First of all, ma'am, what I will do, I'm going to provide you your router customer ID number. You can write it down in a paper. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen?
Yes, just a moment. And this is the router number?
Router customer ID, yes.
Okay.
You can write down the number, which is 888.
888.
Then in capital letter, B for Delta.
Delta.
C for Charlie.
Charlie.
A for Alpha.
Alpha.
Then number 60.
60.
Yeah, then give a hyphen.
Sorry?
Hyphen, ma'am. Hyphen.
Hyphen.
Yeah, then number 7.
Right.
D for Delta in capital letter.
D for Delta?
Yes, D for Delta, and the number 062.
062?
Yeah, check it, ma'am. It should be like 888-DCA-60-7D-062, okay?
Okay, did you say 7 hyphen or did you say 70 hyphen?
No. After 60, there should be a hyphen, then 7D-062, okay?
70.
7D for Delta.
Okay, I've got the D for Delta, and I understand the 60, but what I'm saying is it 7 or is it 70?
7, then D. D for Delta.
Okay.
Yeah, this is your
so
router.
60-7-D for Delta.
Yes. No, after 7. After 7, there should be no hyphen, okay?
Oh, no hyphen. Okay.
Yeah. Then this is your router customer ID number. And why I have given you this customer ID, ma'am, you know, because nowadays not only you, most of our customers, they are also complaining us that they are getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. Some of the people are pretending themselves they're from Amazon, they're from NBN, and they're trying to sell our customer unnecessary software, right? That is the reason. Even you are also getting calls?
We have in the past, yeah.
From where?
NBN, Telstra. Both. That's the reason I was very hesitant to speak to you.
No. Let me tell you, we never call our customer normally. Might be you will get a like nuisance call. I would like to request you don't respond that type of call. Because nowadays, not only you, all of our customers are getting this type of calls, ma'am. And that is the reason, ma'am, we provide our each and every customer their router customer ID number so that in future, if you are going to receive any more phone calls regarding your internet or any XYZ company, you have to simply ask them about your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this ID, then only you can talk to them, otherwise not. Simply hang up the call. Okay?
Okay.
And I would like to request you, ma'am, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or over the telephone because this is a very unique code of your router. All right?
Okay.
And keep it on your mind whenever you are going to receive any calls regarding your internet or your computer problem. You don't have to give this information. All the time you have to ask about it, that do you know what my customer ID is. If they are really calling you from Telstra, then 100% they are going to provide these details to you. Okay?
Yep.
Thank you. By the way, ma'am, right now, is your laptop is on or it's off right now?
No, there's no computer on right now.
Okay, we have already upgraded a security inside it. Could you please go ahead and check whether it's working or not? Because I need to make a report of it.
Are you sure? This is where it gets touchy.
You can see each and everything, ma'am. If you want, you can check your ID as well. Don't worry about anything. All right.
Where do you check your ID?
That ID is inbuilt in your router, and you can check by your... Yeah,
okay.
And you can check by the help of your... I'm sorry?
It's written on the router?
Yeah, that is also installed in your router, ma'am, and you can check your with the help of your laptop as well. If you want, I will tell you how you can check your ID so that you can make sure that you are speaking to Telstra or not, okay? You can check
it.
Okay.
I'm just checking my router.
And today morning you don't use your internet, madam?
Fine. Okay, here we go. Those numbers are not compatible with what I've got here.
No, that ID is inbuilt inside your router, ma'am. That is inside it, ma'am.
Inside the router?
Inside the
router.
Yeah, by the help of your laptop, because your laptop is connected through Wi-Fi, you can check it, ma'am. I can tell you how you can check it.
Look, I don't feel comfortable turning on my computer now for you because I'm just too very leery of what's happened in the past. So I'm sorry, but I just won't do it.
What happened in the past? Could you please explain me?
Look, not to me, but I know other.
Because you know what, ma'am, I can...
It's part of the scam, and this is what this is beginning to sound like.
Oh, I'm so sorry for
the inconvenience. Computer, just do this. No, if someone from Telstra is going to contact me, either say, turn up at my door, have an ID, send me a letter first and tell me the person's name and number, something like that. Otherwise, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to deal with you. I'm not turning on my computer. So I will... We spend enough time on this, if this is a scam.
I can understand.
If it isn't, then as I said, make some type of physical contact, and then we will discuss it, okay?
Definitely, ma'am, but before that, let me make a report according to that report.
Thank you very much.
You,
but those are my,
you know,
that's the way I feel, sorry, okay?
You know what, ma'am?
How I feel, too. So
I can understand you are a customer. I can understand, ma'am, you're a customer, you have a lot of questions on your mind. I know you're like, what's going on in your mind. But right now, we know what we are doing here, and I'm not telling you that you have to believe on my word.
I don't know what you're doing, so no, I'm not turning on my computer. So I hope you have a very good day.
You need to check, ma'am, whether it is working or not.
Listen
if you
to
want,
me.
If you are thinking that I'm going to take access or take the control.